think I'd like the children to help me again. Who wants to come and help? Come on up, come on up. We have shy children this morning. Come on, come on, come on, everyone. Sometimes we don't have room for everyone, but this time we will. Sleepy ones don't have to come up. They can take a little nap. Some of the adults do anyway, during my homily. Okay, are you ready? Come closer if you want. Sit down. Crisscross applesauce is what I learned from teachers. Come on up. You're missing. One of these days, I'm going to have the 70-year-olds come up. That will be an adventure. Well, look at this here. This is a map. You might have never seen a map in your lives because we have technology, GPS. Who knows how to run their GPS? Who knows how to read a map? Well, first question, it's an easy one. What city do we live in? What city are we in right now? Sure, Dodge City. Who can point to Dodge City on this map? Can you come up here and point to Dodge City on this map? That's close, it's Dighton. Okay, who else? Yesterday it was Great Bend even. Well, about the same. Dodge City, right in the middle, a big black spot. There we go, Dodge City. Okay, thank you. We live in Dodge City. Well, is this a map of Kansas? Is this a map of Kansas? No, we don't have Wichita, we don't have Kansas City, we don't have Hayes. It's a map of just southwest Kansas, 28 counties. What is the name of this map? You can read it on top there. Who can read all those words? Very good. Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Well, take a look. Did you see little churches on there? Anybody been counting? Anybody like the Rain Man guy? How many churches are there? 48. Did you get 48? There are 48 Catholic churches in the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Pretty amazing, huh? Well, next question. What is your faith? What is your religion? Catholic. We belong to the Catholic Church, the one apostolic, united Catholic Church. Isn't that a blessing? Okay, a next set of questions here. I would like to see if we can think about five differently sized communities of our Catholic Church. Our Catholic Church is one, but there's five different sizes. And I think you know what the smallest little Catholic Church is. It might just be two people, maybe three, maybe six. What is the smallest Catholic Church you belong to? Have you thought about that a little bit? Your family. Very good. Your family is the smallest church. St. John Paul II calls it the domestic church. The domestic church. St. John Paul, this is crosses from him. Well, what's the next bigger church that you belong to? What church? What's the name? Our Lady of Guadalupe. Very good. That's the next biggest church you belong to. And it is a big church, the biggest in the whole diocese. Next biggest one. I'll give you a hint. It's round. It's circular. It's really, really, really big. How about somebody over here? The world, the universal church. That's right. All the Catholics on earth. And there's one more, even bigger than the world. Bigger than the world? How can that be? There's one more, bigger than the world.
The sun.
The sun. Good answer. You mean S-O-N or S-U-N?
S-U-N.
capital S-O-N would be a good answer. The saints in heaven, the men and women, boys and girls, saints in heaven. That is the biggest Catholic church. That's five Catholic communities of different sizes. Did we miss any? Uh-oh. Did we miss this one? The Catholic Diocese of Dodge Cities, number three, right in the middle, okay? You each belong to these five size communities. Your family, your parish, your diocese, the world, with the saints in heaven. Okay, one more set of questions, and it's related to the last one. Who is the shepherd? Who is the head of each of those sizes? Who is the shepherd and head of each of those sizes? Let's start with the family. Who's the head of your family? Mom and Dad. Excellent example. Next size is our parish, Our Lady of Guadalupe Cathedral Parish. Who's the head of Our Lady of Guadalupe Cathedral Parish? Father Wesley. Somebody said Father Anish. Maybe someday. Very good. Good answer. Father Wesley's the head of our cathedral parish. Next one. Here's the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. These 48 Catholic churches in southwest Kansas. Who's the head of that? Who's the pastor of that? Who's the boss of that? The bishop. Good answer. And do you know the bishop of this diocese? Anybody know? That would be me. And what's my name? Anybody know my name? Pope Francis? Nope, nope, nope. Bishop John. I'm Bishop John. I'm the bishop of this Catholic diocese of Dodge City. All these 48 parishes, these 28 counties. Okay, next one. The next biggest church, remember, was the Universal Church of the World. Now, somebody had this answer before. He wears a little white one of these. Ah, thank you, Pope Francis. And then the last one, the saints in heaven, the heavenly kingdom, the reign of God. Who's the head? Who's the shepherd? Up in heaven. Jesus and Father and Holy Spirit, our one holy Catholic Church. Thank you, children. You're very helpful. You can go back. This morning, I'd like to focus on that third sized community of faith, the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City, those 48 Catholic churches in 28 counties. What does that mean for us as members of our family church, members of our cathedral church, members of the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City, members of the Universal Church, the faithful of the saints in heaven? Each of us belong to this middle church as well. This is our church, the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. What I've come here to let you know more formally about, more publicly about, you've been reading it in the Southwest Kansas Catholic, is our vibrant ministries uniting our church appeal. I have been blessed to be your bishop for 5 years now. I've traveled many miles to visit these 48 parishes. In fact, I've visited this parish the most of any, since it is the cathedral parish, and since I happen to live in Dodge City. Celebrating masses, penance services, confessions, weddings, funerals, visiting youth groups, visiting PSR classes, just hanging out. I've listened to your hopes and dreams for this diocese, for your parish, for your family church, for the Universal Church. We've asked the saints in heaven to pray for us. I've consulted many people about the needs of the future of our Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. And my conclusion is, after much prayer and consultation, is that we should begin a vibrant ministries uniting our church appeal. This diocesan-wide invitation is not to construct a building. Some of you might remember, 15 years ago, we dedicated this magnificent church building to spread the gospel right here in Dodge City and for the whole diocese. This new appeal is not to construct a building. It's for ministries. How we live our faith, how we put our faith into action. Jesus often told us to follow me. Follow me. Follow me. This is his call to feed the poor, to visit the sick, as we hear in the gospel, to proclaim the good news, to celebrate the sacraments. We are called to enthusiastically, generously, sacrificially give of our time, our ability, in our almsgiving and tithing to this gift of the Lord. God has blessed us in so many ways. We're called to share some of those blessings. Let us open our hearts to be grateful, to reach out to one another. Pope Francis calls us, as Jesus did, to encounter, to invite, and to accompany God's children. These next 10 months, I will visit every Catholic parish, all 48, and preach at all the weekend masses to announce and to encourage support of this appeal. I'd like to express just a couple of stories about the goals of the appeal, and then kind of more of the details of how the appeal will work. The first goal, works of mercy, including family life. Our first goal is works of mercy during this year of mercy, primarily through the wonderful gift of our Catholic Charities, which recently celebrated its 50th anniversary, 50 years of reaching out to the least of our brothers and sisters. Details of this whole ministry, this whole appeal, will be given in an 8-page brochure with all the details. So I'm just going to have a couple of highlight stories. One program of the Catholic Charities is free pregnancy support services. A powerful example is a gal I'll call Mary, a pregnant teen many, many years ago. She went to our Catholic Charities for help, who provided her words of encouragement, counseling, and prayer. Mary gave birth to her daughter right after high school, but later went on to college, then to law school, and is now an attorney in our diocese. As Catholic Charities assisted Mary in her time of crisis, she was given a gift for a lifetime. Works of mercy, including family life. The second goal of our vibrant ministry's appeal across the diocese is formation, teaching and learning, passing on the Catholic faith, always, every day. I love to teach. You got that idea? To assist our children, our youth, and our adults to grow in their faith, fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ. One area is the rite of Christian initiation for adults. I remember one class when Joe, wondering if the Lord was calling him to become Catholic, asked the toughest questions every week. I tell you, most of the time, I literally could not answer these tough questions. I had to ask a brighter priest like these two priests up here and bring the answer the next week. Every week, finally, he stopped asking questions. He was at peace with the Catholic faith. He became Catholic a few months later. Contrast his story with Judy. On the first evening of RCIA, I welcomed everyone, introduced each other, and then I said, "We are here to learn how much God loves you." Judy burst into tears. She had a profound conversion of heart. No questions, no analysis. Jesus touched her heart, and a few months later became Catholic, changing her life through formation. How important that is as we pass our faith on to our children, our youth, our adults. The second goal of Vibrant Ministries, formation in the faith. The third goal, priestly vocations, seminarians and priests. As I visited you these last 5 years, priestly vocations was a major concern. Will we have priests for the future in our parish? Will we have a priest at all? Will we have one priest? Maybe two, hopefully three someday in a parish as large as this. How will the sacraments be given to us in the future if there's not enough priests to go around? Some of our small parishes you see on the map, what if they do not have a priest? How about our elderly priests? We have probably, need to count that up, 9 priests or so, active diocesan priests over the age of 60. What happens is they come to retirement, and we just have a couple young priests left for 48 parishes. What are we doing to open up the hearts of our boys and single men to the Lord's call to the ordained ministry? Thanks be to God, a few months ago I ordained right here Father Juan Salas as our newest priest. We are blessed with 6 seminarians this year, up from 4 last year. I pray that these young men persevere and listen to God's call and eventually be ordained priests. I pray that we maybe someday have even 10 or 12 seminarians. How will we pay for their education and formation? How will we provide for them? In addition, our active priests, our retired priests, need financial resources. Our active priests for retreats, for ongoing formation, maybe language study. Our ongoing formation for all the priests was just last week. How about our retired priests? The healthcare costs keep going up and up. Thank you for your generosity for our seminarians and our priests. Each of our 48 parishes has a priest to offer Holy Mass, to offer confessions, to anoint the sick. This is a crucial part of the future of our diocese. Let us prayerfully consider how we, in each of our parishes around the diocese, can help our priests, our seminarians. We have begun to respond to Christ's call to encounter, invite, and accompany. So far, the generous faithful of the diocese has shared their almsgiving of $1.5 million to this project, with our overall goal of $10 million. Thank you for that sacrifice, that generosity, that faithfulness in the Lord and His church here in the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. And we're just getting started. This is my first homily at our cathedral parish of our 48 parishes. I invite each individual, each couple, each family to participate in this appeal according to your ability. You may consider with the Lord a specific designation of your gift in one of these 3 areas of faith formation, works of mercy, priests and seminarians, or undesignate your gift. I have faith in God and faith in you that this effort will bring great fruit now and for the future of spreading the gospel of Jesus with great joy in this corner of His vineyard. Each parish has a schedule to promote this appeal. There will be a parish team formed. We already have a team formed here, 20-some people, dedicated folks to help Father Wesley to promote this appeal in the parish. Announcements in the bulletin at Mass, my homily, a video, and that 8-page case statement explaining the many, many details. Some of you will be visited in person, some by phone. Most will receive a letter in the mail, a packet, with all this information. These communications will give a specific amount to prayerfully consider as a 3-year pledge. This amount is simply an invitation, a starting point for your discernment. The amount we send you is not an expectation. It's something to speak with your family about, to pray about, and to see where the Lord is calling you. I ask the faithful to give a gift of almsgiving that is meaningful to you. I'm very grateful for each and every gift. Thank you for your consideration and your prayer. We are called to be grateful. We are blessed with so many gifts as Christian disciples, as followers of Christ. We desire to share our gifts. We generously and sacrificially share our gifts because we love. Because we love God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength. Because we love one another as ourselves. We are a vibrant diocese and parish. We are one body of Christ. We are faithful, united, and grateful. I am confident that when we come together as an entire diocese, that we may become one, as Jesus said, He and His Father were one. We will participate with enthusiasm and follow St. Francis's, Pope Francis's, and Jesus' command to encounter, to invite, and to accompany all those we meet, bringing Christ to them. Thank you for considering my invitation to participate in our vibrant ministries, uniting our church appeal. I'd like to close with the appeal prayer. You might put that on your dining room table, on your refrigerator. Compassionate God, you are the light of the world. You give us your Son to illuminate our path and the Holy Spirit to shine through us. Loving God, fill us with the desire to be with you in all things. Invite others into your light and love. And walk with us on our journey to holiness. Merciful God, bless our efforts to unite our church as you help us to respond to the needs of the least among us, form our faith, and strengthen priestly vocations. May we generously share our gifts with one another in the name of Jesus, our Savior, who loves us more than we can ask or imagine. Amen.